Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. It is bathroom break time. This is Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That. I'm here with the marketing millennial, Daniel Murray. And today we're getting into a hot topic. Do followers even matter anymore? But before we do that, Daniel, I'm curious about something. Is it too early to start thinking about holiday shopping for you? Are you thinking about stuff for Ari now, or do you not do that until like October or something?
No, I haven't thought about it until you just said it. So no, are you over-prepared like that?
On the business side, I think about like the fact that I always know year end comes really fast. Like after Thanksgiving, everybody turns it off. So if we don't have like pipeline going in now for Q4, I get upset. But for holiday stuff, couldn't be worse. I'm the day before. I'm
like, if we're talking about business stuff, I think like. Consumer, if you're not doing Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or haven't already planned for that, like in November, you're already behind. So it's like the trade-off. But when it comes to shopping for something, I'm like 2 weeks, 1 week before that. Sorry.
Well, you're a slacker. Well, let's get into it. Do followers even matter anymore? There's all the different platforms. There's all the different things. It used to be followers were everything. We had to grow our follower count. Is that the world anymore?
It's less the world, but I still think it's important because I think social proof matters on pages. And let me tell you why. Because if you're on Instagram and you're looking at a business that you want to, and some of your followers or friends follow that company or that restaurant or that product, like you're more likely to be like, oh, they think it's cool, I want to buy from that product. Also, if you have 100,000 followers as a restaurant versus 10 followers a restaurant, you look like not as legit. But if we're talking about like, does it matter to get more reach on platforms than other platforms, and should it make you feel less important to like post? No, like the algorithms have changed to an interest base, which means that like the algorithms of just feeding, if you have 10 followers, it could circulate in the feed because they just want to put the best content in front of the audience to keep them on the platform.
Yeah, I think that's a really important distinction. And so I do think followers matter. So for example, when I'm about to do business with a new company of any kind, I don't go to their website anymore. I go to the company page on LinkedIn. And if they have like 7 followers and they never post, it's a really big negative signal. They don't need to have 30,000 followers, but there is some, you know, threshold of it looking legit. And I think that's really important for your business, whether it's your Instagram page, your LinkedIn page. Listen, you personally, you want to have over 500 connections on LinkedIn to get that 500 plus. There's some baseline stuff that you need to do that's really important. But I will tell you from a flipping the script, when we talk about circulating stuff, so I recently launched a YouTube channel, and for anybody who cares, not that you do, it's at Schwedelson. And we are messing around with lots of different formats and different things with thumbnails. And the reality of it is my shorts are getting a lot more views and circulation, even though we have barely any subscribers, as compared to people that have 20x, 30x the number of subscribers that we have. Because to Daniel's point, it is no longer just about, oh, you have a lot of followers, it's going to circulate to a lot of people. It's, is this thing resonating with people? And then the algorithm picks it up and runs with it. So yes, followers are important, but not from a circulation standpoint.
Yes, you nailed it. I think we're in an age where you can be any size company and beat any big company by putting out better content. And I like that you're competitive enough. You can compete now on a level playing field, especially on Instagram, YouTube Shorts, TikTok. Like that's why people are doing strategies now. If you see companies or creators, they'll create multiple accounts. So they'll have like their main account, then they'll have like clips, and they'll have this, and they'll have that, because they know that like they can put like 4 different clips and the five follow account is going to get more reach, and they're trying to get as many eyeballs. And it's a great marketing strategy to stay top of mind as a marketing team. But I do think that, like, for purchasing decisions, like, one thing I also think about is many of you are running Meta ads, Instagram ads, LinkedIn ads. Like, when people are running ads, they will click on your profile to see if, like, you have a good company. And if you don't have followers, like, they're going to think, like, you're not as credible as some account that does have followers. So that is a big thing for that. And then also, like, we could talk about this too, like, LinkedIn and Instagram have broadcast channels now, and, like, LinkedIn has newsletter, which, like, if you have followers, like, you could, it blasts and you have more traction to get these, the private community group, which you can have as well. So that's also a plus for followers, is these broadcast channels for Instagram and then newsletters for LinkedIn.
Yeah. And I think in general, with the big takeaway, at least from my side, in terms of followers, regardless of platform, you know, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, whatever, is get very focused on what is the minimum number that you need to have to not embarrass your company, right? So when someone goes to the page, like, all right, they're legit. And rather than focus on how do we get a zillion people on this platform, whatever, make sure that you have the baseline across all platforms so you don't have a negative signal out there when people are checking you out, you don't even know about it. And then you could figure out which one do you want to double down on and really build it up and blah, blah, blah. But don't lose business, consumer or business, meaning whatever category you're in, because you are looking like you don't have anything going on. Your business is not legit because you don't have some baseline numbers. So back to what we were originally talking about. What were we originally talking about?
That's a great question. I have no idea what we talked about at the beginning of the podcast.
Let me ask you this, though. So we just ordered lunch. Daniel and I are actually live in person with each other, staring at each other. You went wrap. I went salad. Are you never, I don't mean like salad, like I'm throwing you shade, like you should be getting salads or something, but it's the same idea. You could put a wrap in a salad. Do you ever just get the salad?
Yeah, of course. I feel like it depends. Depends how healthy I want. Like you're trying to shame me and have a Greek salad while I get like a messy wrap in a salad, which is, it's okay. It's and it also depends on the place. Like sometimes you want a salad.
When I eat in front of other people, I don't like making a mess. Like I don't order like ribs or something like that. Not that I order ribs a lot. So I like to eat something that I can control what's going to happen. Obviously you don't care. You'll just have it be a free for all. Like it's food, like it's a, like a food fight.
No, that's what knives and forks are for.
Well, I don't know. Once again, we've covered a lot of very important information. Listen, if you're awesome, throw this up on your story on Instagram. Daniel is at The Marketing Millennials, and I'm at J.H. Weddleson. We will reshare the story. You are cool. Keep it real. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.